ॐ ध्यायामोद्बलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धाभाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Krishna, after saying that a person cannot escape from karma, not even for a single moment, a person cannot think of remaining or being without doing karma. After that, he says about two types of people, two different ways in which karma can be done. So one way or one approach is what Arjuna is trying to follow, and the other approach is what is called as Karma Yoga. So that is what Krishna says in the next two shlokas. Karmendriyani samyamya,
Karmendriyani samyamya,
Yaaste manasasmaran,
Yaaste manasasmaran,
Indriyarthan vibhudatma,
Indriyarthan
मिथ्याचारस उच्यते,
मिथ्याचारस उच्यते।
So here like Krishna is speaking about one, like the type of action or the type the way Arjuna wants karma, the way Arjuna wants it is being spoken here. So karmendriyani samyamya, after having withhold or after having controlled the karma indriyas, the external karma indriyas, yeah, manasa, but through the mind, aste means tishtati, and smaran means he, indriyarthan smaran. So a person having controlled his karma indriyas, and then he, through his mind, he resides in indriyarthas, in vishayas. Such a person, vimudhatma, such a person is vimudha. So atma here means antakarnam, or it's the mind. So vimudhatma, vimudha manasaha, or vimudha antakarnaha. Such a person is called sa. Mithyachara uchyate, mithyachara. So mithya achara. So here mithya means wrong or false. Papacharam. So mithya has two meanings, like one is illusion and the other is wrong. So here the meaning is wrong. Mithyachara. He is called a mithyachara. Person is doing mithyacharam. If he doesn't do externally, he doesn't do actions, but through the mind he dwells on sense objects, such a person is a mithyachara. So what is the point of not doing karma externally when the mind is still residing? So that is the reason why Krishna said that nahi kaschit chanam api jatu tishtatya karma krit. A person cannot remain without doing karma even for a single moment. So he may be able to do or remain without doing karma externally, but internally the mind will be doing karma continuously. So we cannot avoid that. That is inevitable. So if a person has desires, kama, a person has left, then he will be doing karma. The only difference is if he is not doing externally karma, he is not using the karma indriyas, then he will be using the mind. So through the mind he will dwell. So such a thing is dangerous. It is mithyacharam. He appears as if he is not doing any action, but he is really doing action. So such a person is very dangerous. So those are people who claim one thing externally, or claim one thing, that they are doing one thing, or send the idea that they are doing something very good, but internally they are not doing anything good. So internally they still have the vasanas. So that is the meaning here, that such people are very dangerous. Such people are more dangerous than those who externally do, because in this case we will not be able to find out that such a person is not doing good actions, such a person is doing bad actions, because it's not visible. We cannot perceive it, because externally he is not doing any action, but internally he is still dwelling. So this is the case with most of meditations. Like we will sit for meditation and we will be dreaming, or we'll be brooding over various things. So Arjuna's case is also the same. So Arjuna, if his nature or his tendency is to do karma, so he cannot get away from, nobody can get away from karma, and Arjuna is more towards Rajas, Rajogunam, therefore he will definitely have to do karma. If he doesn't do externally, he will do it internally, and that is more dangerous. We will not be able to track, we will not be able to control. External actions of the karma indriya can be stopped. Actions of the mind is very tough to stop. Karma indriya, if we are addicted to some external action, we can, by the strength of the mind, we can change it. But if the mind itself is dwelling, mind itself is addicted to something, we cannot change it, because we don't have any. Because mind is that which controls actions. Mind is the owner of actions. Therefore, mind is the main upakaranam for action. Therefore, we cannot do anything at all in that case. So, we should be very careful. So, if through the mind, if we are dwelling on sense objects, then it is better we do actions, those actions externally. Else, such a person is a mithyacharaha. Such a person does more and more papam, and it's not visible. Since it's not visible, it will not be visible to him as well. He will just ignore it, because it's only manasigam, and other people also will be deluded by it. And as Vidyaranya says in Panchadashi, that the vasanas or the papam or the vasanas, the bondages, kama, krodha, etc. of the mind, that is more dangerous than external vasana, because kama, krodha and internal vasanas that are the source, that are the seed for other vasanas. So that's what he says in the fourth chapter of Panchadashi. So that this is the same thing. So Ashesha Dosha Bijatva Kshatihi Bhagavate Rita. So Manorajyam is very dangerous, because it is the Ashesha Dosha Bijatva. Ashesha Dosha Bijam, it is the Bijam of all other dosham. So therefore it is more dangerous than external karma. That's what Vidyaranya himself said, following Krishna, because Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsah. So Krishna has already explained those things. So mentally, like a person who doesn't do external action, but he is still contemplating internally, that is, he, such a person is called a Mithyachara. Yeah, not kama adi, like manorajyam is what Vidyaranya says there. Kama, etc. is fine, because that gets converted into action. Manorajyam or imagination or doing things in the mind is more dangerous. So if that is the case, then how can I do action? Like how can I, what should I do? How should I perform? How should I react to this? That I have some desires, I am prone to doing action. If I don't do it externally, and if I don't brood on the mind, then how should I do it? So that is what Krishna says in the next shloka. Yastvindriyani manasa Niyamyarabhate Arjuna Karmendriyai Karma Yogam
Karmendriyai Karma Yogam
asaktasya visishyate.
Asaktasya visishyate.
So, as Krishna said, karma is inevitable. So the only thing that we can do is know, be aware of the truth that karma is mithya. Be aware that karma is mithya, Brahman alone is real. So if we know that much, then we will realize that we have no part in this illusory karma. In this karma chain, we are not at all related. We don't have any part in the karma chain. If we know that, then yahatu indriyani. So yahatu indriyani manasa niyamya arabate arjuna. Such a person will be controlling the indriyas. So he will be controlling the indriyas niyamya. Controlling the indriyas manasa through the mind. And arabate he enters into karma. So he controls the indriyas through the mind and does actions. And such a thing, karma indriyaihi. So means like through the karma indriyas. Such a person, karma yogam. That is called karma yogam, because asaktaha, he is not attached to the karma. And this is savishishyate. This is greater. This is better than mithyacharam. This is the right approach. So if we know that karma is mithya, if we know that karma is not real, then we will not be attached to karma. And since we know karma is unreal, the world is unreal, so jagan mithya, knowledge about jagan mithya will make us unattached or detached to the action. Therefore we will be able to control things through the mind. So controlling the mind is as simple as knowing or getting convinced about the world being mithya. If we know the world to be mithya, then whether it is good action or bad action, it doesn't matter. And moreover, since everything is mithya, we'll be able to control, we'll be able to focus our mind onto what actions to do and what actions not to do. So that is the advantage here. So that is what is to be followed. So mithyacharam is one aspect and the other is karma yoga. So asaktaha or asakti, not asakti. Asaktaha means unattached. Sakti is not there. So these are the two options we have, two ways of doing action that we have. So one, we are not aware of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, and we want to put on a mask. We want to put on a mask showing or trying to show people that we are good. And the other is wherein we are not attached at all. We are not bothered. We know that the world is an illusion. We know karma is an illusion. Therefore, we become a mere sakshi. So automatically, we do karma. So since we know the world to be an illusion, therefore we'll be able to decide as to what karma to do and what not to do. So our mind will be controlled. Focus or control of the mind becomes very easy if we are very much convinced about Jagan Mithya. So Jagan Mithya is very important. So for majority of people, it's not possible to gain control of the mind by just Jagan Mithya. Therefore we have to do sadhana. We have to do a lot of sadhanas training the mind. But finally Jagan Mithya is what makes the mind come under our control. The moment we know Jagat is Mithya, the mind becomes very clear about Jagan Mithya, then the mind will be controlled because it knows that what is the point of doing action. So if this action is going to harm me, then there is no point doing it. If this is not going to harm me, let me do it. So we'll be able to decide on what to do and what not to do. And that comes only with the intellectual or mental conviction about the world and karma to be mithya. So first, the mithyachara, he doesn't know Jagan Mithya, therefore his mind is not under control. Externally, he shows as if he is a good person. Internally, he is not at all. He is dwelling up, doing the same things, Whereas a person who knows about Jagan Mithya, who knows karma is mithya, such a person will be doing externally action, controlling the mind and being unattached, since he knows that Jagat is mithya. So Krishna says, O Arjuna, you have to follow this. So these are the two views. One is Mithyachara, who doesn't have any knowledge about karma, and the other is a karma yogi, a person who knows karma. A person who knows karma to be mithya, therefore he does actions by controlling the mind. He does actions through the mind. The mind is under his control and he is not under the control of the mind. So those are the two views. So Krishna himself will say as to out of these two views, what and how you should do in the next shloka, which we will see tomorrow. Hari Om.